This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back, we're off, we're rolling, and we are caffeinated because Thursday Night Football was last night. Maybe we stayed up a little too late, and maybe we lost some bets last night, and that's fine. Because it's time to win them all back with some crazy parlays. Because that's a great winning strategy in betting, isn't it? Chasing your losses. JK, LOL, we're not going to do that. But listen, parlays are fun, and I feel like this is a great opportunity to use some of the free bet tokens. Because there are promos galore when it comes to football season. So if you get a free bet or like a risk-free bet or whatever, which BetMGM has just about every single week, you should do that now. In fact, we have a parlay boost token ready and waiting for you over at BetMGM. BetMGM account holder is receiving an any sport parlay boost token this weekend. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the parlay boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same game parlays as well. So Jenks, I do this every single time I sign in. I scroll across the top bar and I make sure that I'm using every single promo, and sometimes you have to opt in. Remember to do that. Click the details. Make sure you know, the parameters on everything, because sometimes you can only win up to like $10 or something. So obviously you bet $10, you do the max amount that you can possibly do, especially on those risk-free bets. But I will say this, I won big the first Thursday Night Football game, and I did really well over the weekend in week one in the NFL.
Nice.
So mama got confident. And then I bet a lot on last night's game. And I went a little crazy with some same game parlays in which Deebo Samuel ruined all of them. Because here's the thing, if you're going to do same game parlays, make sure like some of them have different legs. And there's not one person who's ruining every single one of those parlays. So Deebo Samuel, we need a better effort from you next week.
Hey, what are you doing? Did you send him a request on Venmo like all the other degenerates out there? Like, hey, you owe me $50. It's the worst when people do that.
Yes.
The worst.
Yes, because I'm sure he wasn't trying simply because, of the parlay that I had. It had nothing to do with his salary, his legacy, his family. No, it's
and Deebo slides unnecessarily, just didn't want the contact there. A couple yards short of the first down. And you're like, wait a second, what's going on here?
Even though we have seen that, like, I think core memory unlocked is, I think when Nick Chubb, like, kneeled down at, like, the 2-yard line, he was, like, on a run.
Oh,
and people
were
like, no! I can't remember if it ruined the spread or something. Do you remember that instance I'm talking about?
I think it was just last year, wasn't it? Or right before the goal line, he just slipped down, took a knee, fell down, and just stopped. Like, imagine watching that. And you're like, yes, yes, And then you're just shot to the gut, and he just stopped short. I absolutely remember that. That was a big deal.
Bettors never forget. Like, that's one thing I've noticed. Like, if you ask somebody about, like, a specific game, they're like, oh, yes, I remember it was Russell Wilson and the Seahawks against the Eagles, and they had a chance to cover, but the Eagles go for two. What are you doing? It's a meaningless game. And you're like, that game was 7 years ago, Chelsea. Maybe it's time to forget, but bettors never forget.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Remember in the imagine the Seahawks having the Seahawks in the Super Bowl when they were going for two in a row and they throw that pass at the goal line instead of handing off to Marshawn Lynch. I don't know who that coordinator was, I forget. But either as a better or being the guy who called that play, that would haunt me for the rest of my life.
Run the damn ball.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every coach's wife ever in any football movie where she's just sitting and saying, run the damn ball. That's all you had to do there. Run the damn ball. You have beast mode. All right, so enough complaining about the bets that didn't hit, because listen, we're going to hit some of these. Let's start with all of our parlays for the weekend, and we kick it off with Double D's Degenerate Parlay.
It's time to get crazy with Double D's College Football Degen Parlay.
It's week three! I say with glee. All right, let's get to these real quick. I am taking New Mexico plus the 15.5 at UCLA. Straight fade of Nico Iamaleava again, and that UCLA defense is horrible. Georgia Tech plus 3 versus Clemson. I just really like Georgia Tech this year. Oklahoma minus 22.5 at Temple. Temple's trash. Tennessee plus 4 versus Georgia. It's a straight fade of Gunnar Stockton. Missouri minus 27.5 versus Louisiana. South Florida plus 17.5 at Miami. This is me fading Mario Cristobal and him being up by 14 and going conservative in pretty much every game he's ever coached. I'm taking the under in Iowa and UMass, 43.5. And I'm taking South Carolina minus 3 versus Vanderbilt. Total parlay with the BetMGM 50% college football odds boost is a little less than 264-1. $5 will win you $1,322.84. Let's go!
Yeah, live a little. 264-1. But Jenks, I wanted to ask you about that South Florida game. 17.5. It feels almost like a trap, right? South Florida just beat back-to-back ranked teams. 17.5 points. What am I missing?
I mean, I would probably take the points. I'm not going to bet on this game. It makes me feel like this is too obvious, right?
And
also, I feel like when it's Mario Cristobal, I don't necessarily trust a lot of his coaching decisions. I mean, clearly Miami's going to win this game, but I can also see him, you know, holding off the dogs or pulling off the dogs late. And also, what you're really banking on, if you're talking about South Florida, is Byron Brown, right? Is he going to be able to throw the ball against Miami? Because the Canes' defensive front is really, really stout. So, is USF dynamic enough to throw the ball around, keep it within the number? I think they are. I just feel like so many people are going to be on it, or it seems too obvious to me. But I like the Bulls.
Yeah, I think sometimes public dogs have fleas. That is the saying. Mm-hmm. But still, like, it's never...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever or Miami for me. Like, I'm either not betting on it or it's South Florida plus 17.5. All right. Speaking of parlays, it's time to fire up another and go to the squad parlay.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
That's right. Step right up and try your hand at the squad parlay. And for the record, we have hit one of these, and I will never let you hear the end of it. It's like when somebody hits a parlay, they're going to tell you about it for the rest of their lives. Even when you don't ask about it, and you're like, listen, we're at a funeral right now. Maybe don't talk about your parlay that hit. But people love parlays, and let's give them one that maybe is a winner. So, Jenks, we're going to start with you. What are we leading off with in the squad parlay?
I'm just going to go with the Eagles on the money line against the Chiefs, and I'll go into a longer handicap later on in the show. Obviously, this is a Super Bowl rematch, but ultimately, I think the Eagles, this is really simple, which you can make it simple when you're talking about a line of minus one. Philly is laying a point if you want to lay that point. But when you're talking about a game that is a 50-50 game, sometimes the handicap is very simple, and it's the Eagles are just a better football team. And also Jalen Hurts in his last 16 starts, which include the playoffs, he's 15-1 overall. I haven't liked what I've seen from the Chiefs thus far very early in the season. So let's go Eagles on the money line.
Yeah, I like it. Keep it simple. They look like the better team.
Yeah.
All right, next up for me, going to the player prop world and going to bank on somebody who had a great week one if you just look at the numbers. Maybe he did not have a great end to the game, but CeeDee Lamb had 110 receiving yards in that first game against the Eagles. I think it's another smash spot for him here from a fantasy and props perspective. I'm going to go him to record 75-plus receiving yards against the Giants. I don't think the secondary can contain him, especially when he is getting the targets that he's getting. Like, the target share has not gone down. He had 13 targets in that first game, and now he's somebody that's more motivated. I don't know if you saw the video of him, like, after the game against the Eagles. He was there at the facility on his off day catching passes. So I think you have a motivated CeeDee Lamb. I think Dak Prescott's going to get him the ball. I think he goes for at least 75 receiving yards. All right, Double D, what's your leg of the parlay?
I am going to go with the Missouri minus 27.5 versus Louisiana. Former Penn State quarterback Bo Prubola is a guy. He has thrown for 617 yards in the first two games. I think that trend continues. I think they blow out the Raging Cajuns from Louisiana.
From Louisiana. That Cajun food. All right, Dylan, what you got?
Yeah, I'll just try to keep it quick here. I got the Broncos beating the Colts and covering because it's only 1.5. I think that's a safe. It's 2 is kind of a rare number in football. Anyways, Daniel Jones was historic last week. Do any of us think that's going to happen again? I don't think so. And Denver's got an elite defense. I think they're going to get to him and easily cover this number.
Yeah, great buy low spot, in my opinion, on the Broncos. All right, Denton, you're finishing us off here. Who do you like?
I'm going to go Oregon laying 27.5 against Northwestern. I don't think Northwestern is particularly good, and I think Oregon has very quietly been really, really good. You know, they haven't played Power 4 competition yet outside of Oklahoma State, but they didn't look like a Power 4 team. And to be fair, Northwestern isn't a whole lot better than Oklahoma State. And they hung 69, nice, on Oklahoma State, so I imagine they'll be able to name their score against Northwestern. So I like Oregon to lay the 27.5.
Yeah, we were talking about this. I feel like a team total for Oregon wouldn't be a bad play as well. I feel like nobody wants to talk about Oregon. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, but Oregon, one of those contenders in the Big Ten as well. All right, so here's the parlay. We're taking the Eagles on the money line against the Chiefs. CeeDee Lamb, 75-plus receiving yards. Missouri, minus 27.5 over Louisiana. Broncos laying 1.5 against the Colts. And Oregon laying 27.5 against Northwestern. If you play the parlay with us, a $5 bet wins you $111.67. Odds of just over 21-1. All right, so we have 30 seconds left. Who's running the parlay for us?
I don't know.
It could be Patrick Mahomes.
Could be Patrick Mahomes.
It could be Patrick Mahomes.
David Dimes isn't going to ruin our parlay, right? No way.
I don't think
I'm with
so.
You, Dylan.
I feel
like,
confident about that one. The Eagles feel too good to be true, though. I will say that. Because I, like you, Jenks, like the Eagles as well, but we've counted out the Chiefs before, and they've proved us wrong, so I don't know. I'm not rooting for the Chiefs. I do think the Eagles look like the side that has the more logic based on the argument, but somebody out there is saying, Patrick Mahomes is an underdog, Chelsea. It didn't work in the Super Bowl, so I'm not betting it now. So hopefully the parlay comes through. Hour three next here on the Daily Tip, reacting to what we saw between the Commanders and the Packers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.